This is Parsha, which is Parsha's Chayisara. So I'm actually basing most of this shmooze. Well, you'll see the parts are obviously sprinkled in. When I get those mushrooms, I think it's not say those mushrooms. You'll understand them. What's that? Okay, it's true. But Rav Pinkus, it's called Tiferes Shimshon. So he has a beautiful piece about aging. I want to share with you the piece he has. Again, some of it is, most of it is the ideas that are found in Tiferes Shimshon or by Rav Pinkus. But a number of it is something that I threw in myself. You'll understand that when it's mine, you'll probably realize it's mine. Some of it you won't realize because it's Torah also. But it's also mine. But most of it you should know. The ideas were founded on Rav Pinkus's shmuz in this week's Parsha. Regarding age, this week's Parsha is all about age. Number one, we have our mother, Sarah, losing her life. She's beyond her years. Her life is over at 127. That's obviously, we believe, and that's according to Rashi quotes over here, there's a famous story that she lost her life upon hearing the news of Yitzhak almost being slaughtered. That's how she lost her life. But really, we believe that really her life was up anyways. It's a whole discussion as to why the juxtaposition of hearing about Kedesh Yitzchak and losing her life, it really was over anyways. It's a fascinating shot of the Nesiva Shalom. I recommend it highly. This week's Parsha, I gave a shmuz on it many years ago, so I'm not repeating it because it's already online. You can listen to it later on. Besides that, we have even someone who's aging who still lives, and that's Avraham Avinu. We have a phrase that's used, that's rarely used, at least not until beforehand, until just now, when Avraham Avinu is getting on in his years. It says the following. Avraham was a man who was older, becoming, you know, getting on in his days. So, the Medrash quotes, and we do have the word zakein. Anyone know where the word zakein came beforehand? Va'adoni zakein. Anyone know where that's from? We had the word zakein come earlier on by Sarah. What did Sarah say about Avram? He's older. He can't bear children anymore, maybe. That was all reproductively based. She was older. Her insides, her reproductive system was older. But regarding their beauty and their look, they looked very much the same as they did when they were younger. And just an argument for that will be that Sarah, when she's taken in last week's Parsha, Avimelech is how old? Anyone know how old she is when you take Avimelech? For her beauty?
90-something.
Close. 89. Because the next year she has a kid. Right afterwards, Avim Davim's, they should be healed, and they're healed, and Sarah has a baby. So she's 89 years old. How beautiful. You ever seen a beautiful 89-year-old woman? Most of us have not seen a beautiful 89-year-old woman. Not only that, but even if you look in the beginning of the Parsha, when it describes why it says that she was 127, says Rashi, what does it mean? She was 20 and she was 7. It means that she was as beautiful as when she was 7. Again, beauty, you'd imagine, if I had to ask you, 100 or 20 or 7? Prime beauty. 20. No-brainer, right? No-brainer. And yet we find her to be 89 years old, maybe, 89, 90 years old. Beautiful enough that a person who's a king of a country finds her to be the most beautiful woman in his country at 89. And at the age of 7, we comment, at the age of 7, she was as beautiful as, you know, as anything. 127, 7, beauty of 7. So, what's going on over here? Oh, so, back then, that's right, in her strength, you're able to do crazy things in the age of 3. 3, very good, excellent. Back then, beauty, when you aged, you did not age in your appearances. That's what's suggested back then, is back then you aged, your body aged, but only, that means before the book cover, the inside of your book aged. But the outside, the cover, looked the same. So much so, even it's brought down, that Avraham Avinu was the first person to age because he asked to age. He asked God, please make me age. Why? Brought to me the following medrash. I'll read to you inside. Amarav Yudabar Simon Avram Tava Zikna. Avram, remember Tovea? What did he do? He claimed, he requested, he summoned age, he asked for age. Avram Tava, like it doesn't mean illness. Anyone know who asked for illness?
Yaakov,
excellent. Why?
Because
you want to be able to get things in order before you end your life. He used to be sneezing, you would die. He wanted to be able to get his life in order, so when you get sick, you know you're going to die soon. Helps you get things in your life ordered before you pass on, get all the message you need to get on. But regarding age, not sickness, but age, so Avram was the first person to age, according to this, and it's because he asked for it. He said, Ribono Olam, he said, God, Adam Uvino Nichnasim L'makum. Me and my son Yitzhak go into the same place, we walk into a restaurant together. Adam Yudel, me Mechabit, no one knows who to honor, me and my son, no one knows who to honor. Should I be honored? We look exactly the same. It's rather than Avram Yitzhak, it says in Toldos, it says, Avram, holy to Yitzchak. says the pasuk says, "Ve'il told Yitzchak ben Avram." This is the generation of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. What does it mean? It means that he was mamish, a spitting image of Avram Avinu. They look exactly alike, and because he didn't age really, they look exactly alike, like twins. Look like twins. And Avram didn't want that. They didn't know who to honor. So he says, please make me look older. Make me age in appearance as well. So Hashem says, you know what? You asked good, and we'll start from you. And so it happened. So what's the shot? Avram wanted to be honored? He was looking for honor in the world? Is that what it means? So it was brought down. I saw, again, he quotes, or pick his quotes over here. The Medrash continues, and it says, Yaf Yafis Mibnei Adam Hutzak Chein Besiso Secha. Yafifis means beauty. Refers to Avram Avinu. When he aged, he became more beautiful. I repeat, upon his changing his appearance from looking like whatever he looked like beforehand, whatever the adult, mature version of a person was, maybe you were always fixed at the 30-year-old, probably, I think the peak of your beauty is like closer to 37, so like I think 37 years old is probably the fixed, huge vision of, no? Am I right? 37? Peak beauty? Oh, I have a year to go. Thank you. Thanks for noticing. Anyways, 37. Everyone's 37 forever. So Avram says, you know what? Not 37. I want you to make me older. Make me closer to my my 120 person self right now. 130 person self. In order for me to look more beautiful. Can you imagine thinking you're more beautiful at the age of 130 than the age of 37? That's very strange. But that's what sounds like in the Medrash. That Avram was asking for beauty with his age. Now again, it's hard to believe, if you look around the world right now, that Avram was granted his wish. It's hard to believe that. If you look around you at people who are you know, again, let's say we'll call people who are on the screen, entertainment, actors, actresses. It's hard. I don't think that, again, I think singers, probably a better singer, you have more energy when you're younger than when you're 50 years old. That's probably true. But regarding acting ability, I would think a guy who's acting for the last 30 years of his life, the age of 50 now, even a woman the same way, would be a better actor than someone who's acting only for the last 5 years of life, who's now 21 years old. That's what I would assume. And yet, if you would look at the screen at movies, so you're many, many more low 20 people that are popular and that are the well-paying, the well-paid actresses and actors than people who are 55 years old. Why? Because it's not based on their acting ability, it's based on their beauty. And we all know, in the world today, a 25-year-old male or female is much more attractive than a 55-year-old male or female. In general, that's the way it works in general. Even when they say, look how great they look now, one of those, like, you know, now and then pictures, like, look how they look beautiful now, look at it, they don't look the same. They don't look the same. They look much older. They're like an older version of themselves, which means less beautiful. So if Avram Avinu davened that he's become more beautiful, then we'd have to say that at the end, looking at what we live in today, that certainly seems that it was not granted to him. At least not in our day, it wasn't granted to him. Not only that, but today people pay millions of dollars to change their appearance to that of a younger person. Sometimes it doesn't work, by the way. Sometimes it looks just really bad. But there are many people who will pay millions of dollars to avoid the appearance of wrinkles, the appearance of age. Because for us today, age is non-attractive. It's unattractive. I think most of us are on the same page. I think both of us agree. So Rav Pinkus was surprised. Because it was great people in Judaism that were called like the altar of Kelm. The altar of Slobodka. You know what the word altar means?
Older.
Imagine calling someone, the older man from Kelm. Can you imagine calling a Rosh Yeshiva the older man? It's an insult. And it even changed today. In Hebrew, we don't call him altar anymore. In Hebrew, they translate the altar, not the zakein. They changed it to the Saba of Kelm, the Saba of Slobodka. It's more of a grandfatherly name. Because the word older today has a very negative connotation. Now the question is why? If Avram was granted the wish, which sounds like in the Pasuk he was, sounds like in the Medrash he was, Zakein Baba Yamim, he aged, and he aged in a way that was more beautiful, Yaf Yafis, says the Medrash. And how come today you and I know without question, ranking people in their beauty, an older person would certainly, a certain older of 55, 60 would never be as attractive as someone as a 25, 30-year-old, 37-year-old. Right? Never. It's impossible. So what happened to the world that was supposed to be created? It's actually, yeah, I heard one. Well, I'll forget that point. There are three points to our life, three stages to our life. Every second of our life has three stages. This is called past, present, and future. Those are three stages to our life. Now the past is full of, like, looking back, enjoying, but also regretting. What ifs? All the what ifs. If only I had. Even if you had a very good life, by the way. The past are full of... Anyone here see the movie Schindler's List? Yeah? So Schindler's List, if you remember, when the moment came when they had to truck whoever it was, and whoever he could save, he saved. He spent his time lamenting over who he couldn't save. Though he saved a lot of people. As he found every like precious valuable item he had in his property, he could have used that to pawn off another life, and he didn't. Past is full of what ifs. Lamenting what we lost out on. The present, that moment, is too quick for us to really put any stock in. But you know what we all look at with yearning and excitement is our futures. Our future to us is like dreams. Dreams, potential, that's what we really put our stock in. And therefore, youth is full of dreams. And for us, there's a certain attractive nature to being young. Not only the way they look, really, the appearance. Because we're all future-based, so there's a certain beauty that we view for someone who's very young. Even 20. Again, if you say that, that's like 5-year-olds are usually beautiful. But younger people have beauty to them that an older person doesn't have. You know, the older person has more maturity under their belt. But the beauty of youth, of what can be one day, that's what we place our stock in. That's what we live in today, that excitement, and that's what we value. However, and not only that, but as a person gets older, so since we value futures, so a person who's 85 years old, their future is limited. You know, you live to 120, hopefully, definitely 120, but many people don't. And for them, the future is so limited because they're getting out in life, they're getting out of years, they're not going to have much time left. It's a very strange thing to value the future. The reason why I say that is as follows. The future is something that may happen, it may never happen at all. Nothing may come of it. For example, I can tell you right now a person's name, and everyone's heard of him. Or people who are following, you know, NBA busts. What name am I going to say? Greg Oden. Okay, that's a good, more recent name. Even more than that. Sam Bowie is the name. He's the name of busts. Because he was picked before Michael Jordan. He's the bust. Now, why is he bust? Because we invested in someone's future, and it wasn't even right. Another name that was invested in the future that never even played a game because he died was Len Bias. It's a future investment that never came to be. And for us, the reason we focus so much time on these things is because for us, that's our greatest fear. Our fear is that we invest so much time in futures. What might be one day, at the end of the day, it's dreams, it's hopes, aspirations that never happened yet and may never even happen. And for us to invest our lives in wishing for that to happen, and waiting for that to happen, is a tremendous risk. But the focus on past is not a risk at all. Because it's all based upon what you've done with yourself. Respect of an elder is not because, oh, poor man, he's so weak. Let me get up so he can sit down. That's wrong. That's how we view it. You know why? Because we view poor man. He's only going to be here so much longer. How about the fact that, wow, this person's achievements and accomplishments in his life is so special, he should have my seat more than I should. What have I done so far? I'm a young guy. I've done very little to deserve my seat right now on the bus. This guy, he's been through, you know, his numbers on his arm. He's been through the Holocaust. He survived that. He's more great than I am. Who has more potential, you or him, in the future? You have a longer future ahead of you, hopefully, than he does. But regarding who's greater, how can you possibly think that you're great because you have more potential than he does? Right now, he's lived a life that you can only imagine how much pain and suffering. He earned that seat. You've earned nothing when it comes to only potential. You've earned nothing. In this day and age, though, we're very happy not to base it on what we've earned. Because it lets us have dreams without doing anything at all. We live in a world where things are pretend. Respect is not deserved yet. Respect is what may be one day. It's potential. It's all potentials. But that's not really what life is about. So Avraham Avinu was Zakein Ba Bayamim. You know what that means? It means he was older. He was going along with his days. But you see something very important about Avraham Avinu. The past is not the most important thing for Avraham Avinu. It wasn't the past. It's the present. But the present is like this. How important could that be? Well, it depends. If this was preceded by a lifetime of Ba Bayamim, that every day you came and you brought something to the table, every day, this moment right now is a moment of a lifetime. It's the moment of a lifetime. The present that you have right now, if it's based on a past, you could never compare anything to that moment, that present moment that we currently have in front of us. We're told Avraham Avinu, he's 175 years old. It's the final day of his life. Can you only imagine what his shachas was that morning? He didn't know he was going to die. But he had a moment, a present moment, that was built off of 175 years in the making. When you have one like that, what could possibly compare? A maybe future potential? Who cares? It might be good. It might not be good. You could have to be a Hakeem Olajuwon. That's great. You could also be a Sam Bowie. That really stinks. Maybe even worse, you'd be Lem Bias, not even making it to the NBA ever. Never even happens. For you to put so much stock on what will be one day is very silly. Because we are not what we will be, we are right now. And we're so busy looking past the present because it's a moment only that we lose track of what's supposed to be happening as we speak. But Abba you said, I want you to change that, God. I'm a man who's Zakein because I'm Baba Yamim. There should be an attraction to me because I came with my days. I brought with me my days along with me. My current present is based on building off my past. And what I bring to the table is not an old man who needs a seat in the bus. It should be envy. It should be awesomeness. Now, I'm not asking Avraham to say this because I want kavod for that reason. I want people to understand when they see me that there's something that matters about you presently. If you have a past you're building off of, then you're very important. And stop just saying, oh, later on, later that. People ask me all the time, I said this in the shir beforehand, what's better? For me to sleep through today, the first part of morning, and come later on to shir? Or try to put my time into right now and maybe be too tired when it comes to shir? And I always tell them the same thing, now. Come now. You know why? Because I have no idea what's going to happen later on. Maybe you'll sleep through later on also. Who knows? But now is all we can be. All we know is right now. It's all we know is what is right now. And if now was based upon what you built up to the past until now, then your now is precious. Now is it precious? It's beautiful. Your now is not beautiful of a sexual attraction. Like we think of when we think of actors, not like that. It means it's a beauty that people can look at and be envious of that beauty. You have this idea when it comes to sports also. Rapik has not mentioned this point. Is when it comes to sports, people trade for like proven winners in the playoff. Someone is on a team and he won last year's championship, but this team that he's on is weak right now. So you'll often have times of someone who will try to even sell, he'll buy high, he'll pay a lot of money, spend a lot of picks to get someone with championship experience under the belt. Why? Is he better present-wise? Is he better presently than someone else who's on his team? Is he better? He's not better. But you know what he has? He has a past that brings a lot to the present table. It could be in ability that someone else might be even better than him. But look around. Sometimes if you don't have a strong past, then your present will not be so strong either, though in theory you're the same. A person who built and has a whole resume and successes, that person's past will help his present right now. It makes him more worthwhile right now. I think people trade for winners in their run because they know this person's worth having. I want to finish up quickly if I can. I know we're past the time, and we'll do a half kedusha in order to make up for it, to get the lunch on time. A person, when he's about to drink something, he's either drinking a cold Coke in front of him, he's got a bracha to make right now. So many of us who are very hot and sweaty, we make the bracha as quick, if we make a bracha at all, as quick as we can to get a drink in our mouth. Right? If you ask them, why do you make bracha so fast? He'd say to you, because, listen, I have millions, I make millions of brachas in my life. I make millions of brachas. 100 brachas a day. I have millions of brachas in my life. I'm thirsty. So, okay, I didn't get this one. I'll get the next one. The answer is that you right now had a present moment, which itself is a present to you. Present moment is a present. And you chose to look past that moment for something later on, which who knows what's going to happen, when it'll happen, how it'll happen. We never know. And we're so fixated for us because it gives us hope. Future gives us hope. Things could change, things could be different, that's hope. And we live in a place where we excuse our actions because we can always bank on the future. And even the stock market, there's a whole stock market called the futures. What's going to be, what could be. But we forget that what makes the futures oftentimes is the past. And most importantly right now is the present. Rachel Imenu, we'll skip to Rivka right now, go to Rachel. Rachel Imenu did something that is unbelievable. It's mom's unbelievable, I'm shocked that everyone's able to do it. And this last point to tell you this, and then I'll share with you a quote that I think is a very powerful quote, and we'll end. Rachel Imenu, I'm going to be gone for this parsha, so consider this a mini shmooze for 2 weeks from now, for Vayetze. Rachel Yemenu, we're told, gave up her husband, Yaakov, to her sister, Leah. And we're also told that there was a rumor going around town that Yitzhak and Rivka had two children, and Lavan and his wife had two children. There were two boys, there were two girls, and they should shadchan them to each other. Which means that we know that Esav was supposed to be with Leah, so Leah cried, her eyes were weak, she cried a lot over this news, she was supposed to be with Esav, and Rachel to Yaakov. And when Rachel gave Yaakov to Leah, did she ever think for a moment in her life that she would now be stuck with Esav? What do you think? There were two brothers, two sisters, there were boys, and there were girls, each one to one. And when Rachel gave over Yaakov to Leah, did she do the math? There's one boy left, and you're the girl left now, that means you get the biggest rush in town, you get Esav instead of the tzaddik. Did she think about that? So the answer is, I don't know. But she lives her life in the present. And right now, she says to herself, right now we have a situation on our hands. My sister Leah is going to be embarrassed under the chuppah. I can't let that happen. So right now, in the present, I have to change that. What will be in the future? Not my call. I have no idea what's going to happen in the future. It's not my business. It's God's issue. I'm working on the present right now, and right now it's the right thing to do. And she passed a ridiculously impossible test because she cared about now and not about later, not pushing things off now. The present, if spent well, is what our true currency is. And with that, I want to share with you the following quote and end. You guys heard of Pat Tillman?
Yes.
Pat Tillman was a famous, famous superstar on the Arizona Cardinals. And before that, he went to Arizona State, and he was a wild man. Great safety. He was a fantastic player. He was an all-pro. He was on the verge of receiving a multi-million-dollar contract for his great athletic ability. And when the war in Afghanistan began, he dropped everything. He went to fight, and he was killed by friendly fire in battle. That's his story. If you've never heard him beforehand, you should read up on him. Fascinating. But I'll share with you a quote. It says this. He was born 1976, dash, died 2004. So, honest tombstone, 1976, 2004. To quote one of the people, a chief petty officer who he served under, that one little dash in there represents a lifetime. How do we spend our dash? We're all going to be born at some point in time. We're all going to have an end date in our life. There's something in the middle. That's my life. That's my present. How do we spend our dash? You want to just, in the future it'll be. Later on it will work out. That's what the world is about. Later on, potential, future, because it makes us feel so much better. When right now we stink. Right now we make mistakes all the time and we don't have to work on it. You know why? Because things will get better later on. That's not how life works. It works that right now is all I am. Right now. My present is all that I am. And so Abraham Avinu says, make the world realize that by showing them how beautiful it could be for someone who's built up how beautiful I am right now. How beautiful I was. Doesn't mean a sexual attraction. It means a beauty. Abraham Avinu taught us that now you are the most beautiful if you have a past to live off of. But when you're looking for only a future, it's just a guess. And we shouldn't be impressed by any guesses that we have. Because we'll see in life disappointment with those guesses. But one thing you'll never see is disappointment with a present. That present spent from years of building up to it, it's special. To quote the line of Pat Tillman, everyone has a year they live, born, and the year they die. But how do we spend our dash? Have a shout out.